It was a record. I was told it was an all-time Green Bay Packer record. So that's a big deal when you do that. It's 22 degrees inside, so that's about what we're looking for game time. And didn't go outside today because of the wind.
I swear they didn't turn on any heat. Oh, man, it was tough in there today, but I think it was good practice. You know, good practice for what we're going to see on Sunday.
It was. It's a little shock to the system, so we'll get used to it.
This week, ball security has definitely been heightened. We know that they're a great defense at causing turnovers, so, you know, it's definitely a point of emphasis this week, to really protect the ball. And
we spent the last 2 weeks extra time on ball security, ball drills, just to, understand that it is different in this type of weather and the importance of it in these type of games, that turnovers are a huge factor. So, but you get used to it. You can keep your hands warm enough to deal with it. And game day is a little different, too, because you have a little bit more adrenaline. You stay warm on the sidelines, and by the time you get out on the field and have the adrenaline, you can manage, the 10-play drives or whatever that it would be to stay warm, and it won't be an issue.
No, really, it's about keeping your hands warm as possible. The gloves, I could say they help a little bit, but in negative degrees, it really doesn't matter. Really, just really trying to get to the pouches and stuff like that. Just really protecting yourself and keeping your hands warm.
The temperature can mess with them, especially early in the game. There's not a lot of guys who are homegrown, Wisconsin-born guys here. But we're, a little more accustomed to practicing the elements and living day-to-day in them. So you just have a little bit probably better tolerance to it. And you pair that with the footing that we have on offense, usually leads to a decent advantage for us when we're protecting the passer. And then on defense, when you get that crowd noise, that we've boosted that with the extra seats and some of the game day operations, I think gives us a better advantage on defense.
I mean, we definitely like this weather. We being the offensive line, I guess, there's some guys that don't love it, but we certainly thrive in this type of weather. So I think there's somewhat of an advantage. I mean, we get to practice in it and handle the ball in this weather. So from that standpoint, I think there's an advantage. But, I mean, psychologically, we're all big boys and we're all pretty tough. And, well, there's a reason we're all here. The little cold weather's not going to scare anybody.
At the end of the day, it's still cold. We have the advantage of being able to practice in it. But again, there's so much on the line with a game like this, win or go home. I really don't know if that'll be a factor. At the end of the day, it's about whose will is stronger, regardless of the conditions.
I think football's football. I'm not counting on the weather.